This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
The U.S. Supreme Court rejected Elon Musk's appeal. Razer will refund Zephyr mask buyers due to its bogus N95 claims. And Meta is offering some creators thousands of dollars in bonuses for Threads posts. It's Tuesday, April 30th, and this is Engadget News. On Monday, the U.S. Supreme Court dismissed Elon Musk's appeal about a 2018 SEC settlement regarding his infamous funding secured tweet. Ars Technica reports that the conservative majority court took a break from weighing whether U.S. presidents should be above the law to pass on Musk's attempt to throw out the agreement, which required him to pay fines, step down from Tesla's board, and have his tweets pre-screened by a lawyer. The justices denied Musk's petition without commenting. Their unwillingness to take up the billionaire's appeal leaves intact an appeals court ruling from a year ago that smacked down the Tesla founder's claims of victimhood. The saga began in 2018 when Musk tweeted, "Am considering taking Tesla private at $420, funding secured." He also posted, "Investor support is confirmed. Only reason why this is not certain is that it's contingent on a shareholder vote." Tesla's stock rose by more than 6%. There was only one tiny problem. The funding was not secured, and the SEC takes false statements that affect investors very seriously. The SEC said Musk had not even discussed, much less confirmed, key deal terms, including price, with any potential funding source, and that he knew that he had not satisfied numerous additional contingencies. The government agency claimed the post caused significant confusion and disruption in the market for Tesla's stock. The SEC settlement required Musk and Tesla to each pay $20 million in penalties. He also had to step down from his board chairman role at the automaker and have a Tesla attorney screen any investor-related tweets before posting. Razer has to pay over $1.1 million to the Federal Trade Commission to settle complaints that it advertised its infamous Zephyr masks as N95 grade when it didn't get them certified at all. The gaming peripheral maker released Zephyr, its high-tech face mask with built-in RGB lighting, during the height of the pandemic. Half a year later, in early 2022, it introduced a pro version that added voice amplification. Razer said back then the Zephyr was as effective as an N95 mask, but it later reneged on its claim and removed all references to N95-grade filters from its website and other marketing materials after it came out the company did not obtain proper certification. According to the FTC, Razer never submitted the Zephyr masks for testing to the FDA or the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, which gives out the official certification for masks that filter out 95% of airborne particles. In the FTC's complaint, it accused Razer of only stopping its false advertising after consumer outrage. The company has to hand over what it earned from selling Zephyr to the FTC, which the agency will then use to refund affected consumers. To note, the Zephyr masks cost consumers at least $100. It will pay a $100,000 fine over its unsubstantiated health claims as well. In addition to ordering Razer refund customers, the FTC also prohibited the company from making any claims that it's selling products that reduce the likelihood of being infected with or transmitting the COVID-19 virus without proper FDA approval. Razer has also been prohibited from claiming health benefits for its products without scientific evidence to support them, as well as from falsely claiming that any product meets government-established standards when it has not.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Meta is offering some creators thousands of dollars if they go viral on Threads. The payouts are part of a new invitation-only bonus program that rewards creators who use Meta's newest app. An Instagram support page offers some details about the bonus program, which Meta has not formally announced. It states that creators can earn money based on the performance of Threads posts or the number of posts they create. It appears that specific terms of the bonuses are individualized to each creator. The program seems to be a small-scale effort for now. The company refers to it as being in testing, but it offers a preview of how Meta may look to ramp up its efforts to use creators to boost engagement on the service. Meta had previously offered bonuses for posting reels on Facebook and Instagram, but it's the first time the company has paid for posts on Threads. The Threads bonus program was first reported by Business Insider earlier this month. Some creators are already being offered thousands of dollars for high-performing posts. According to one screenshot making the rounds on Threads, at least one creator was offered up to $5,000 for Threads posts or replies with 10,000 views or more. That's not nearly as high as the $10,000 bonuses Reels creators could once earn on Instagram, but is still quite generous considering posting on Threads requires far less effort than shooting and editing a compelling video. Meta isn't the only platform trying to lure creators with promises of potential payouts. X also offers creators direct payments based on their engagement, but that program is a revenue-sharing arrangement for users who pay for premium subscriptions. Threads has been growing steadily since its launch last year and has more than 150 million monthly users. Mark Zuckerberg speculated that the app could one day be the company's next billion-user platform, though it would likely take several years to reach that milestone. Either way, onboarding popular creators from Instagram would be an important step to boost engagement on Threads. Thanks for listening. There's more to these stories and additional articles at Engadget.com. This episode featured journalism by senior editor Carissa Bell and contributors Will Shanklin and Mariella Moon, and was produced by Spoken Layer. Enjoy your day, and I'll return tomorrow with more tech news from Engadget.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.